Had we all gone to Brighton, this would not have happened. I'm sure there was some great neglect on the Forster's side, for she's not the kind of girl to do such a thing. And now here's Mr. Bennet gone away, and I know he will fight Wickham wherever he meets him, and then he will be killed. And what's to become of us all? The Collinses will turn us out before he's cold in his grave. Oh, I am frightened out of my wits. You see what this has done to me?
My head pounds, my back aches, my stomach's in knots, my skin flakes, my teeth hurt, I'm starting to swell, my eyes itch, I'm not well, I'm trembling and prickly, my neck is askew, I'm sickly, I cannot control all of my functions, I'm not well, I can't breathe, I cough till I'm blue, consumption and typhoid and measles and gout too. My bottom is bruised, I sweat but I shiver, and I'm certain there's something wrong with my liver.
Lizzie, I'm so glad you are home.
How are you, Mother?
My head pounds, my back aches, my stomach's in knots, my skin flakes, my teeth hurt,
I'm starting to swell,
my eyes itch,
they do.
I'm not well,
she's not.
My lungs wheeze, I can't,
she can't hear,
I'm dying,
she's
I'm
dying,
sure,
she is.
Farewell, dear, I'm dizzy, I'm nauseous, my poor heart is failing. How am I? I'm ailing.
Ah! And my hair is a mess.
Oh, I'm not